Wonderful. Then I will go ahead and call this meeting of the Navajo Revitalization Fund Board to order. It is June 11th at 3:48 p.m. Appreciate DWS for hosting our anchor location, and the rest of us are online. So thanks, everyone, for joining. As I mentioned, my name is Evan Curtis. I'm the chair of the board. We'll go ahead and do introductions first. We'll start with our board members, with Commissioner Stubbs.
Hello, how are you? Happy to be here.
Okay, well, thanks for being here with us. And then Commissioner Harvey? Commissioner Harvey, you there?
Yeah, sorry. Introductions, Jamie Harvey, Sound County Commissioner. Glad to be here.
Great. Thanks so much for being here. And Councilman Unito, or Curtis Unito.
Hello, this is 25th Navajo Nation Council, Curtis Unito, and also with the Navajo Revitalization Fund and Utah Navajo Commission. Thank you.
Great. Hey, well, thanks so much for being here. And then so far we haven't seen Martha Sagway, but if she joins, we'll welcome her as well.
She's probably driving through wheat fields. She's going to try to call in once you get out of there.
All right, perfect. All right, well, let's go ahead then. Tony, let's go to the room first. If you can help us introduce those who are in the portions of UNTF.
We're getting a lot of feedback from somebody.
We got someone. Oh, there we go.
There we go. I think that was it. All right.
Hi, my name's Maury Bergman. I'm the finance manager for the Utah Navajo Trust Fund.
Tony Days, administrator with the State of Utah Navajo Trust Fund here in Blending. Let me introduce you.
Hi, I'm Shannon Little.
Hello, I'm Allison Clark.
Hi, Dan Rose Sandy.
John Ock, I would trust him.
That's who we have in the room here.
All right. Thanks. We appreciate having you. All right, then we'll go online. We'll just start with you, Paul.
Hi, Paul Moberly with the Navajo Revitalization Fund.
And Michael Mose.
All right. Michael Mose. I work with Paul Moberly in Utah Navajo Revitalization Fund.
All right. And our friend from DWS HCD.
Jennifer Domenici, being here.
And Janelle Quiros with HCD.
Great. Thanks so much. Then Trevin.
Hello, everyone. Trevin Morgan, contract analyst for NRF.
Chris Piper.
Hi there, Chris Piper, legal.
I think it's still in there. It's
Carver?
Yeah, Carver Black, financial manager for the Revitalization Fund.
Colleen?
Yeah.
Good afternoon. This is Colleen Slim. I'm on the agenda 5B.
Great. Thanks for being here. And Gordon?
Yes, Gordon McGregor from Navajo Mountain, Utah. Vice President Chapter. Hello.
Thanks for being here. Stephanie Holly?
Good afternoon. Stephanie Holly with Navajo Utah Commission.
All right, and then is it Dustin Jansen that I'm seeing there?
Hello.
Yes.
Dustin Jansen with Utah Division of Indian Affairs.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us. I've got N.A. Black.
It's Nakisha Black. She's a staff member of the trust fund.
I've only been through this three times today. I'll get one of these times. Huh? All right. And then Martha. Can you hear us?
Yes, Martha. Did you get the quorum up?
I have quite a ways to drive back. I have another meeting at 6, so I just want to know if you have a quorum so I can either leave or stay on the line. But even if I drive, I'm going to lose signal.
Yeah, and fortunately, we do have a quorum, so if you lose the signal, we'll be okay. But thanks so much for joining. Really appreciate having you here. All right.
Okay. I'll join as long as I lost the signal.
All right, perfect. Hey, Drive City, thanks so much. All right, did I miss anybody in introductions? All right, didn't think so. All right.
Clarence Rockwell.
Oh, sorry. Who else do we have?
Yeah, this is Clarence Rockwell, Navajo Utah Commission.
Great, Clarence. Yeah, thanks for being here. All right. Well, thanks, everyone, for being here. We'll go ahead and move on to item number 2 on our agenda, the approval of the minutes. This is for the March 27th board meeting. Do any of our board members have any questions or suggested revisions to the minutes from that meeting? All right. Hearing none, I would entertain a motion.
I will make a motion to approve the last time's minutes.
We have a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second motion by Yanito.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on that motion? All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Aye. And I am also in favor. I think I heard everyone. Anyone opposed? Okay. That appears to be unanimous. All right, we'll move on to item number 3, fund report. Paul, I'll turn this over to you to walk us through it.
Okay. I think Martha just dropped off. Yeah, okay. Actually, let's see, is Carver? Carver's on, right? You want to?
That's right, yeah.
I'm on. I can do it, Paul.
All right, I'll pass the ball to you then.
Go ahead, okay. Carver. Paul sent it out, so everybody should have the numbers, but Anna's chapter has 226,000, Tenahotso 67,000, Mexican Water 246,000, Navajo Mountain 346,000, Olgedo 950, Red Mesa 81,000, Tisnos Pass 169,000. There is nothing in the non-chapter balance. Unless interest is allocated today, which is at about $397,000.
All right. Thanks so much, Carver. Are there any questions on that fund report? All right. Hearing none, we will...
Question.
Oh, go ahead.
Question, Yanito.
Yeah, go ahead.
How much budget do you guys get as the board of directors?
Paul or Carver, do you want to take that one?
Is the question about the admin that's taken or about reimbursement for board members or what exactly?
Yeah. The whole thing.
Carver, do you want?
Yeah, so board members can claim per diem and reimbursement per the state code, which is a set amount. And we do get a small state administrative chunk, which I believe is 3%, Paul. Is that per statute?
I think it was 2, but I could...
2%?
I can double check that.
Yeah, it's really small what we take. It's 2 or 3%.
All right. Did that answer your question, Curtis?
Can you email us that?
Yeah. So
absolutely.
Well, is that just in the statute then? Maybe just the statutory reference? Awesome. Yeah, we'll get that to you then, Curtis. Thank you for the question.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions on the fund report then? All right. We'll keep moving on then to item number 4, board business, beginning with the expiring grants and renewals. Paul, do you want to walk us through those?
Yeah, sure. So in your packet, on page, sorry, I'm scrolling there right now, page 11, it looks like,
We have a list of projects that are expiring at the end of this month on the 30th. And we just wanted to, I mean, since we're not going to have a meeting, at least probably for a little while, we wanted to make sure those had action on them. So either renewing or allowing to expire. Our recommendations are on that same sheet. For most of them, we're asking to renew. And I heard back from specifically Navajo Utah Commission asked me to renew them for a shorter time, but just sort of like our policy was a 2-year that we kind of do for always. So if that'll work for them, I just renew all of them all for that 2-year period, except for the one, which I'd had previous conversations with Red Mesa about that last one, the clearances for Mennonakai. And, in previous conversations, they had talked about changing that and lumping them all into a larger project. So I don't, on that one, we might want to allow that to expire. Then those funds can still be reallocated and reused for Red Mesa projects. It doesn't affect that at all.
All right. Are there any questions from the board on any of these projects or the staff recommendation on renewing those contracts?
Is the Red Mesa project the only one that's on there for Red Mesa for expiration, or are there others for Red Mesa?
Oh, there's several for Red Mesa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, looks like 6 other projects. The rest of those are homes for various people. But working with the trust fund, they responded that I think all of those are in various states of progress, or some completed and they're waiting to tie up loose ends on the billing and things. So they're all active.
And does that go for all of the projects, Paul? They're all active and moving forward?
Well, with the exception of that, the last one. Yeah. Everything else I was told that are active or desired to be renewed.
Okay. All right. Any other questions or discussion? All right. If not, I believe we need a motion on this one to approve those renewals.
I'll go ahead and make that motion for approving extending.
Okay. And are you just making a motion to approve the staff recommendation as listed in the packet?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Awesome. Thank you. So we have a motion on the table. Do I hear a second?
Hi, Commissioner Stubbs will second it.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion to the motion? All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Commissioner votes in favor. Commissioner Harvey?
Aye.
All right, and I am also an aye. It appears that all are in favor. Any opposed? Okay. That seems to pass. All right. Moving on to agenda item 4B, policy change. And this is the one, Paul. Thanks for putting this, giving us the heads up in the email that we were going to talk about this. But, yeah, if you want to just walk through just Paul and talk about what this is. I know we've talked about it a couple of times in a few other meetings, and for those of you who are involved with UNTF and some of the other groups, this has been talked about a few times, but glad we can discuss it here. So, Paul, I'll turn it to you.
Yeah, thanks. We've discussed this at a couple other meetings before, just so we can have enough time to discuss the issues. The current policy in our the current policy is that we have limited the amount of total NRF funding that can go into any home project to $85,000. The discussions that we've had over time, we actually had a project that was applied for. The application wasn't complete, though, so it didn't actually come in front of the board at this meeting. But we had a project that was applied that was over that amount. And so that's another reason that kind of triggered this. I was got fresh in my mind about this and trying to get it on the agenda. So we, in previous discussions, we did talk about possibly adopting something similar to what UNTF does, and they do a per square foot cost, that's where they put their limitation on, and that allows for some variability in costs for construction. I think that was at the last meeting that we discussed this. That was something that came up and around, but I don't know if there's other questions about this. It's a policy. It's not a rule. It's not in rule. So policies have a little bit different. Well, the process is definitely different to amend them. We can amend policies at any meeting. So it's open to be amended at this meeting.
All right. Are there any questions from the board regarding this policy change?
I have a question, Yanito.
Go ahead.
If there's any kind of like a dispute going on, is it still honored to build a house if there's like a dispute?
I guess I'm not quite understanding what the question is. What you say if there's a dispute of what sort?
When there's a dispute, over a house that needs to be built, you know, is there any kind of policy that you can't, you still going to go do it or not? You know, that's my question.
Hmm. Paul, do you have a response to that one?
Huh?
I don't think that we have a specific policy about things in dispute. I think our practice has been, if there are things that we're aware of that are being challenged and in dispute, we will pause to allow those things to resolve or to get, the situation. An understanding of the situation for the board, maybe. I can't think of many of those, but. Let's see. If Commissioner Harvey had his hand up for a second.
Yeah, I think the best way to help delegate, you need to understand or maybe best way to respond to Delegate Yanito is to assure him that all the funding requests come through the chapters. So unless the chapter approves it and provides the chapter resolution with the project details, it's usually up to the chapter to either support a project or not. And if the family is in a dispute situation, the chapter probably won't support because they'd be hesitant to fund the project. So I don't know if that helps, Shana. Projects always come through the chapter, and I don't think the chapter would entertain a project where there's complications or dispute.
Yeah, I understand, but is it in the policy?
Not specifically on think for disputed things. If you'd like, I can look through the policy more specifically, and if there's anything that pertains to that, I can get back to you on that. And if the board would like to make a policy relative to that, they are always more than welcome to do so.
Yeah, I appreciate you looking into that, Paul. And I was going to also ask, Tony, how does UNTF handle some of those situations?
We stop temporarily. We look into it to see what's going on. We contact the chapter and then also the land department. Once we get clearance from the chapter or the land department, then we continue If we don't, then it just stays stuck for until something happens, basically.
Great, thanks. Yeah, and part of the reason why I ask is because a lot of
and ours is have ours problems. Isn't policy, sorry.
Oh, okay. No, that's helpful. And part of the reason why I ask is just because so many of the projects are jointly funded, and so that's helpful to know.
I'll take unleaded.
Maybe that was for us.
Yeah. All right. So good question. Any other questions or discussion regarding the 85,000 max per housing project policy? One question I had, Paul, is there a recommendation as far as specifically what the cost per square foot calculation is? Would it be, are you looking at specifically mimicking the UNTF policy, or did you have some other recommendations from staff?
If you want my recommendation, yeah, it would be to adopt something very, it would be good to peg it to UNTF's just so, because they're very aware of the costs of building down there, and what they're usually involved in as well. So they have those. And then we could, just peg it to that. If you want specific language, we could do something similar to them as well. I didn't have any particular language, but I thought that the intent of the board could be, we could articulate that and I could work with Chris and have something.
Okay. Yeah. And curious on the, what the will of the board is, but I think that makes a lot of sense. Any other thoughts or questions on that one? If not, we can certainly, entertain a motion on that.
I'll go ahead and make the motion to, approve the policy change. And to go with the recommendation of making the adjustments like UNTF in regards to the square footage costs. I'll make that motion, and then I'd like to comment after.
Okay, great. We have a motion. Yeah, great. That'd be great. Guys, is there a second to that motion?
Commissioner Stavsfeld, second motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Yeah, back to you, Commissioner, for some thoughts on that.
Yeah, I know that with UNTF's experiences, one of the biggest struggles has always been the rising cost of building materials. And so there's always been situations where the chapter would submit their proposal with a specific cost, and then when they go out and do the quotes or the bidding, the new cost, the current cost, would either be higher than what the chapter allocated. And so it was really hard to move forward with the project because of, you know, the price differences. And so I think with the trust fund, when you go with the square footage and that set amount, every project always is allocated according to the current cost. And you don't go back and forth between the administration and the chapter trying to adjust the numbers. You're just really going with the approved square footage that's in place. And then, of course, moving forward with the project with the current costs and not having to deal with price changes and such. So it's more efficient when you have it square footage, and it helps the chapters move forward with their projects quicker and not having to go back and forth to get current quotes and amending resolutions and amending project forms. So that's the best solution I've seen through the trust fund office, and I think it's going to benefit the funding for the chapters through this board. So that's the reason why I support it. And that's my comments. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, thank you. Any other discussion to the motion? Go ahead, Paul.
Oh, I just had a quick question that relates to this motion, possibly. How often does UNTF adjust those numbers? And is that something that we should, as part of the motion, do we need to talk about how often they're changed?
Yeah, good question. Tony, could you enlighten us on that?
Yeah, we adjust that on a yearly basis. Last year we were using $105 per square foot. Cost was rising a little bit, and now we're using, for this year, FY25, $110 a square foot. So we'll use that amount for the next year.
Okay, great. All right. Any other discussion then on this motion? All right. If not, all in favor, say aye.
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 Curtis, did you vote?
I'm going to abstain because I haven't read the policy yet.
Okay. Yeah, and I think the motion was to draft the policy. And so let's see here. If we have an abstention, though, is that going to
Chris?
Throw us off for being able to pass this?
I'm looking at the statute now about policy regarding quorum. So if we have the majority of the quorum, we might be okay.
Okay.
And then I don't think Martha is on. She was on and off. She's been on and off this entire time.
Yeah, I think we lost her pretty much right after it started.
So this is going to be for the draft, right? Right in the draft?
Sorry, I couldn't quite. Could you repeat that?
Is this for writing the draft?
Yeah, so this is to change our policy to match the UNTF policy with regard to the max per housing project, to move it to a square foot calculation as opposed to a specific amount.
Chairman, the statute says four members is a quorum, and you need an affirmative vote of each member of the board present at a meeting when a quorum is present for a board decision related to money in or disbursed from the fund. So you'll need affirmative votes for all members.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, in that case, the vote would not pass with an abstention. So what we can do is, Paul, if you can just draft up that policy language, and then that's something we could reconsider at our next board meeting.
Sure.
And then, when you get a draft, if you could just send it to the board so we have a chance to review that prior to the next one.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much. Let's go on then to agenda item number 5, project applications. And Paul, are you going to walk us through these?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay, so we have four projects on the agenda. The first one is from Navajo Mountain. It's for a new home for I'm always sorry about if I mispronounce people's names. It's Teddy Bitsini and Per Linda Folgerator. We're looking it's 40,000 requested. It's for a 1,230-square-foot house, three-bedroom, two-bath for them. And UNTF does have matching funds on this one.
Okay. Are there any questions or discussion on this project? All right. I would entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion to approve.
We have a motion. Do I hear a second?
Commissioner Stubbs will second the motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion to the motion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Appears to be unanimous. Any opposed? All right. Roll that passes. All right. Moving on to 5B, a project from Red Mesa.
Yeah, I assume you want me to introduce it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, all right. 5B, there's 22,639 with 74 cents requested for an addition, 12 by 12 addition for Kenneth and Colleen Slim. And it includes kitchen, bathroom renovation, foundation, subfloor, walls, doors, windows, siding, insulation, kitchen cabinets, electrical plumbing, and kitchen and bathroom appliances are all part of that scope.
All right. Are there any questions on this?
Oh, that's for Red Mesa. Sorry.
And so is this one just going through NRF? It's not one that's going through UNCF?
Oh, no. Sorry. There is NRF funding involved in this one. Let's see. I just had that up a second ago. Let's see, 18,592.
Okay.
17 from them.
All right. Any other questions on this Red Mesa project? All right. If not, I would entertain a motion.
Motion. You need help.
All right. We have a motion. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All right. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion to the motion? All right, all in favor, say aye.
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 And I am an aye. Any opposed? All right, appears to be unanimous. Moving on to 5C, the Navajo-Utah Commission.
All right, so this is the project that we had allocated funding to, I believe it was actually at the last meeting, I think. Or, no, sorry, it was two meetings ago, and then we changed the executor on it. It's $120,000 requested from Navajo Utah Commission of non-chapter funding from the interest. They specifically asked for interest funding on this to allocate to the non-chapter funding. Again, to supplement that, the Utah Chapter Housing Project, which is they're going to building one house in each chapter. It's matching with Olin Walker Housing Loan Funds and other funds that we put in. I can give you the total of how much we put in if you'd like.
Okay, great. Yeah, that'd be great. So it does show that there were already 300,000 of non-chapter funds. So this would be supplementing that.
Oh, yes. I already had it in there. Yes, it would be.
Perfect. All right. Are there any questions or discussion on this project?
Are we going to be allocating with the new fiscal year funding, or are we looking at the current fiscal year to dip into the end?
You'd be allocating with interest that's been received so far this fiscal year. Typically, most or all of it's allocated at one meeting in October, I think. But you can allocate it before then, but it's from this fiscal year.
Any other questions? I have one, Paul. Do you know, so is this, with this increase, is that expanding the scope, or do you know why there was the increase from the prior amounts?
Yeah, it's not expanding the scope from what I understand. I think our original amounts were to try to get five homes, I believe. And I think they are trying to get to the seven. They're trying to accumulate enough money to get to the seven houses.
Okay, that makes sense. And do you know, is the Olin Walker Housing funding, is that already approved?
I believe it was, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that work too, and they already approved that allocation.
Yeah, that was a little while ago, right?
Okay. All right, unless there are any other questions or discussion, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion. I know Clarence and his crew, they do a great job, and the need is there. So,
great. All right, we have a motion. Do I hear a second?
Commissioner Stas, second.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Stubbs, with the second. All right. Any discussion to the motion? All right. If not, all in favor say aye.
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 And aye. Appears to be unanimous, but any opposed? All right. That is unanimous. Rule that passes. And moving on to 5D, another project from Red Mesa.
Yeah, so this project is the request is for $5,127.25 for connecting a power line to the home of Linda and Alice Nelson. On this one, there is no UNTF funding involved in this, and I was also informed right at the meeting that there is some the home site lease on this is actually in, oh, Tony, what did you called it, in probate or?
Yeah, probate.
Under question. Okay.
Okay. So this is just for the overhead power line to the home?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there any questions or discussion to this project?
So the probate, has that been completed? And has the home site lease been amended or not yet?
And maybe, Tony, if you wouldn't mind, could you maybe just provide some details on that and give us any information you think we ought to have?
Okay. It's not, the probate part has not been completed yet. The home site lease was originally belonging to the parents, and it got... is being trying to be probated to one of the kids, which is these two right here, Linda and Alice Nelson. And so, but it hasn't completed the process yet.
You know how long those processes typically take?
Anywhere from 6 months to 6 years.
Hello? Hello? Hi, this is Brunalva from Red Mesa.
Oh, hi, yeah.
I am the CSD here in Red Mesa, and I've been talking to Linda and Alice, and Alice's name is still on the home site. She's still the original home site lease holder. So I can update, the probate never happened, so she's still on the home site lease.
Okay. All right, thank you for that information. Any questions or discussion from the board on this one?
I think this is one of the questions my brother Curtis was asking about. I think he was asking us if a project can still be entertained when there's some, well, he said controversy, but I think in regards to probate, that could be a complication. Would the board violate any rules to pass this project if the probate hasn't been completed? Is there anything specific to home site lease must be finalized? Something like that in our rules?
I assume you want me to answer, Chairman?
Yes, please.
Okay. So we don't have many rules, actually if any rules with NRF. Chris can talk to the statute, but we wouldn't be in violation of the statute either, as far as I understand. As far as our policies, the policy does talk, well, for, we have a policy relative to housing that housing projects need to have a home site lease. I was just going to look up the specific language on that, but
Paul, I'm happy to weigh in briefly, which is the statute just simply doesn't speak to this. If the board has concerns, the board may impose conditions in their motion, you know, pending resolution of probate, we approve this. And so then you can implement it in alignment with the board's wishes.
Yeah, I think on our statute, or our policy, it does says a legal home site lease. So the classification of legal, that might be in question, it sounds like. But.
This is Commissioner Stubbs. I have a comment. Seems to me if we have family members that are living in the home, they can benefit from having electricity, and especially if it takes a period up to 6 years to get it, this is an opportunity that probably the resident of this home have been waiting for a long, long time. And this is, you know, give me an opportunity to have electricity in that home, regardless of who is not living in that home, it will have the power already be there. So it's just a comment, and trying to change rules, but.
Yeah, thank you for the comment. Any other thoughts or comments on this one?
You need to?
Go ahead.
If somebody is asking for like a probate, you know, for a like a transfer of the home site lease, if they apply over at the court, you know, the judge can write a memo indicating that this individual is already applied for, and that is considered as legal. Instead of wait for like 6 years for it. I don't know if that process is what that you guys are handling it that way. That's just a comment I want to make. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Any other discussion?
Chair, this is Tony.
Go ahead, please.
I wanted to ask Renalda if she can provide more information on this, more specific information, if you're still there, Renalda.
Hi. Yes, I am here. So Linda and her mom have been upgrading their home electrical since 2018, and they brought in some receipts. So they spent more than close to $7,000 out of their own pocket, and they started applying with Red Mesa Chapter 3 years ago, and they've been trying to ask for help to get their electricity hooked back up. And when they applied, it was only $2,000. And now it came to $5,000 as of now. It's at $5,000. And all they're asking is just for help on that hookup to get powered back up. And I don't know. On the probate area, I guess the grandma, Alice, she's like over 80 years old, and she wanted to sign over the home site to one of her kids, but that hasn't happened. COVID came, and they just haven't gone to court. They don't have time to go to court, I guess. So the home site lease is still in her name. And that's where we're at. I asked her about the probate, and they said they really haven't gotten anything done about the home site lease.
So it's the original home site lease, though, is still in that same family member's name?
Yes. Alice Nelson.
Okay. So it's still in the family, and it's still – is she still living in that same home?
Yes.
Okay. That's helpful. All right. Any other questions or thoughts or a motion?
I'll be happy to make a motion.
All right.
It sounds like the home site lease is still in your family's name. So.
Okay.
And I'm happy to make a motion.
Go ahead.
I want to go ahead and make a second motion with, you know, like these kind of probates that you're talking about, you hand over to a sibling. All you have to do is take it to your immigration official. And then in person, you know, the grandma just goes over there and tells the grazing official that they want to probate that home site lease to her daughter. That's all you got to say, and then they'll just write a paper, and that's legal right there. That's more faster than going through the court system.
Okay. And so did you say you were seconding the motion, or you were making a...
Second, yeah.
Oh, so you seconded the motion?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a motion, and just to make sure I understood you correctly, Commissioner, the motion was to approve the project, and Curtis Unito had a second on that motion?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any discussion to the motion? All right, all in favor say aye.
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 And I am also an aye. Any opposed? All right, that appears to be unanimous. Thank you so much, everyone. We will move on then to item number 6, board member issues. All we have there is upcoming meeting schedules. Right now we had on there September 27th. I am not going to be able to make that date, so just wanted to see if there are any issues. I think the idea was to have that at the same day as the Navajo Trust Fund board meeting as well. Tony, do you know, has there been any progress on getting that one changed? I know we were working on with the treasurer and a few others to see what schedule might work for them on that meeting.
No, I did notify him and wanted to see if there was another date that would work, but I haven't received another date yet.
Okay. So I think the 27th is a Friday. If we were to move it to the week before or after, is there a preference from this board? So rather than the 27th.
What was the date, Dan, 7th?
So instead of the 27th, it would be either the 20th of September or the 4th of October. Those are both Fridays. Do either of those work for the board?
I'm okay with either one. This is Commissioner Stubbs.
Great. Thank you. Curtis or
the 27th works for me. The 4th also works for me.
Okay. But not the 20th?
Well,
20th also works for me.
Okay. So, and then Curtis.
And also.
Go ahead.
This is Commissioner Stubbs. The 20th also works for me.
Okay, perfect. Then Curtis, would the 20th or the 4th work for you?
Either just go ahead and schedule it. I can't really schedule that part. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. Well, we'll do that. I will work. We'll work with Tony and UNTF. Like I say, we're going to try and have that the same day, whichever one it is. But hopefully, it's one of those 2 days. So we'll just kind of keep that as tentative for right now. But glad to know that will work for the group. So all right. Well, with that concludes our agenda. Appreciate everybody joining us today, and I'll accept one final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
All right, we have a motion. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All right, all in favor say aye.
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 Aye, all right. We stand adjourned.
Thank you
much, everybody.